Suddenly, Tyrone remembers some news he wanted to share. He tells his mother and grandmother that his math teacher, Mr. Rossetti, is starting a chess club. The club would be more like a team that would participate in competitions around the city, and there is even a chance the club would compete in a national tournament later in the school year. Tyrone says he's thinking of signing up. "That's a wonderful idea, sweetheart," agrees Mrs. Howard. "It would be a great way for you to meet some new people at school, and you hardly play chess anymore." She pauses, and the room is silent for a moment. Tyrone learned chess from his father, and the two used to play together almost every night before Mr. Howard died. Tyrone says he's still just thinking about whether to join the club, and he quickly changes the subject. He asks if he can still go to Malik's for Monday night football. "As long as your homework is done," his mother answers. "By the way, how is Malik doing at school?" Tyrone says it's hard to tell since Malik doesn't talk about it much. "You know Malik, Mom," Tyrone says with a shrug. "He's always been more into sports than school. Now, can I go watch the game?" Tyrone barely waits for his mother's nod before he races out of the dining room. At halftime, later that evening, as the boys are drinking milk on the couch, Malik says, "I'm going to try out for the basketball team." Tyrone answers, "You'll make it with no problem, Malik." Tyrone pauses for a moment, then says, "I'm thinking of joining the chess club." Malik turns abruptly to face Tyrone. "What?" Malik laughs mockingly. "That's a big mistake. Chess clubs are for losers." Tyrone laughs uncomfortably. "I was only thinking about it," he says in embarrassment. "I didn't say I was definitely joining." "Hey, how about that last touchdown?" he says, trying not to sound too disappointed.